Siyazi Nkosi Jesu ukuthi omunye angangena la esontweni akhulele khona kodwa angezwa lutho.
Lord, we know that a person can come in to the service and pray here and not hear anything.
Siyacela ukuthi usebenze ukuba ameshe izimpumputha vuleke neindlebe zabangezwa ukuthi bezwe.
But we ask you, Lord, that you would open the eyes of the blind and unstop the ears of the deaf.
Uzufinyelele enhlizweni yalona lo.
So that you can reach into every heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukukhuluma ngokuxhumana komuntu no Jesu Christ.
I want to speak today about the relationship between a person and Jesus Christ.
Imnandi leyo nto.
How sweet a thing it is.
Maninga amaKristu emhlabeni.
There are many Christians in this world.
Kodwa bakaze bahlangane no Jesu.
Who have never met with Jesus.
Bayaye enkonzweni. Abantu bayashumayela. Kodwa uJesu abamazi.
To a service, it is preached about Jesus, but they know him only through their head knowledge. And on the day of judgment, the Lord Jesus will say, I did not know you. Some will say, we work miracles and cast out evil spirits and that. But Jesus will reply, I never knew you. They went to services. They prayed. They sang in choirs. Not knowing Jesus. They will be exposed on that day. But if you have faith in the Lord Jesus and walk with him, what a marvelous thing it is. But what things were gained to me, these I've counted loss for Christ.
Yebo impela, konke ngikushaya indiva. Ngobukhulu bokumazi uKristu Jesu inkosi yami engilahlekelwe iyo ikho konke ngenxa yakhe ngikushaya izibi ukuze ngizuze uKristu.
But indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
Bese sifunde incwadi yesihlabelelo.
Then we read from the Song of Songs.
Sorry,
from the Psalms.
Elekhulu namashumi amathathu nesikhombisa.
137.
Ivesi lesihlanu.
Verse 5.
Uma ngikhohlwa wena Jerusalema masizikhohlwe isandla sami sokunene.
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill.
Ulimi lwami malunamathele olwangeni lwami uma ngingakukhumbuli. Uma ngingaphakamisi iJerusalema phezu kwentokozo yami enkulu.
If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy.
Lapha ke sifunda okujulile.
Here we read a very deep matter.
Nizwile ikhwaya elicula ngesiJalimani.
You heard the choir sing in German?
Ukuthi kunye ngilangazelelayo ukuba ngihlale endlini kaJehova zonke insuku zokuphila kwami.
one thing I crave for, and that is to remain in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The servant of the Lord was at that time in a far-off country in exile, in Babylon.
Why say to umankoshwa wena, Jerusalem?
And he said, if I forget you, O Jerusalem,
uti sandla sami,
let my hand
masizikoshwe
forget itself, or forget its skill.
Actually, it's forget itself.
If I forget there where God is, let my right hand forget itself. It's not that I should forget about it, but the hand itself forgets itself.
If
our right hand forgets itself, it becomes completely useless. It is already corrupt and absolutely dead. And my tongue, let it cling to the roof of my mouth, indicating the rottenness in the mouth. If you, O Jerusalem, are not my chief joy, indicating the deep relationship between a person and Jesus Christ.
Upawulu yasitshela ukuthi yena walahlekelwa kanjani yikho konke ngenxa kaJesu.
Paul tells us in our text how he lost everything for Jesus.
Wakhohlwa yiyo nalokho kwakuyinzuzo kuye, wakushaya indiva.
He cast it aside and considered even his Jewishness, all his that was gained to him, to be rubbish. That which was precious to him and of great value, he considered it to be but dirt. I wonder what Jesus Christ means to you. Can you use the same language of Jesus? What is it that you've lost? Or has gone lost for Jesus' sake? What are the desires and cravings that you say, if only I could get this and get that? But if you meet with Jesus, you consider all that to be rubbish, worthless, to lose, to cast aside. Do you know what it is? There was a series of meetings down in Cape Town with an organization, and invited some of our young people, and I said, it would be good if you go and you can use my combi.
uma sebebuya kanti badlula le elokhozini emishini eFreystadt eSmithfield.
On the way they passed by our Smithfield mission station.
Uma ekuseni bethi baye emotweni imota ayikho ithathiwe.
But when they went in the morning, this morning, to look for the car, it was gone. It had been stolen. It's lost. I've lost it. It's gone. Thieves came and stole it.
God be kiniso ilelo kuti Africa liqalekisiwe ngenxa yokweba alindawo futhi iAfrika lonke kusuka la lize lishaye phezulu eGibhithe ubone phansi kweqalekiso.
We just left it in the Lord's hands. We don't curse those who have stolen from us. We said, Lord, work also in their lives. But the truth is that Africa is already cursed because of theft, because of stealing from Cape to Cairo.
Kodwa sikhuluma ngokulahlekelwa uPauli ke uthi ngalahlekelwa konke nalokho kuyinzuzo kimi kodwa namhla ufica abantu bazolahledela konke kokukholwa noJesu ngenxa yalokho okuyinzuzo kubona okungokunye.
He counted as loss. Now, as we have lost this, but he counted all things as loss. All those things that were precious to him, he said they are lost, they are rubbish. Now, some, even Christians, will give up Jesus for the thing that they make to be their treasure, for some other thing.
Lo professor obese kibhithe yunivesi yodumo olukhulu emasulumaneni.
I want to use now an example from this professor who was at the Cairo University, a very famous university.
Emasulumaneni lona yunivesi lokugcina.
And among Muslims, this is the ultimate educational institution.
Ukuthi wahlangana kanjani noJesu uma esehlangene noJesu kwahamba kanjani.
How he met with Jesus and what happened when he met with the Lord.
Useguqulile igama lakhe.
He's changed his name.
Waphenduka ngo-94.
He got converted in 94.
Sekuyiminyaka eyishumi.
So it's 10 years ago that he got converted. He's an American now. He can't stay in his homeland. Because their scriptures, the Quran, indicates that a person who converts out of Islam to Christianity can be killed, must be murdered. That is what Islam is all about, and it comes out of hell. When he got
saved,
when he got saved, he changed his name, not wanting to keep the old Islamic name. So he's been called Mark, his first name.
Mark, walthanda ngoba uMark wabhala evangeli lesibili ncwadi evangeli lesibili testament inelisho.
And he just loved that name Mark. It is the author of the second book in the New Testament.
Ngingakaqhubeki ngizocela omunye aphume phandle nibonile ingane zigijima ziphuma omunye ayilandele ayibuyise manje ke walthanda lelo gama ngoba uMark wabhala incwadi kaMark.
He loved that name because Mark was the author of that book.
Futhi umlando uthi uMark waba wokuqala owaletha ivangeli eGibhithe.
And history has it that Mark was the first to bring the gospel to Egypt.
Alexandria.
To Alexandria.
UMark beyena wokuqala ngqa owaletha ivangeli khona.
So he was the first apostle to bring the gospel there.
Futhi kuthiwa ube ngomunye walaba bangamashumi ayisikhombisa lapho uJesu ebathume hambani shumayela ivangeli uMark waqonda eGibhithe walishumayeza khona.
And it is said when the 70 were commissioned and sent out to preach, Mark was the first to go to Egypt.
Wathanda-ke ukuthi ayiqambe ngokuthi Mark.
So this man wanted to name himself Mark for that reason. His surname or second name is now Gabriel. For that is the angel, the one that was sent to announce the coming of the Messiah. So his name today is Mark Gabriel.
Ube uprofessor ke uthisho mkhulu kuleyo yunivesi yaseGibhithe.
So he was a professor there at that an Egyptian university.
Manje ube fundisa ubuSulumani Islam. Nomlando we Islam bekuyinto yakhe le.
He was also a teacher of Islam. That was his subject about the history of Islam.
Ayike futhi waba imam kusho ukuthi umfundisi niyabona amasonto amaSulumane anabafundisi njengokuba nathi sinabafundisi. Yena ke ube nomfundiso njalo nesonto lakhe leyimam engumfundisi wabo.
He was also simultaneously an imam. An imam is like a priest in a church. He was the priest or the imam of a mosque.
Ube fundisa ke iQuran eyunivesi.
He taught the Quran at the university.
Eno 12 years ubelisho iKurani ngekhanda.
When he was 12, he could recite the Quran by heart.
Sukela phansi eqaleni kuze kube sekugcineni.
From the beginning right to the end.
Kusho ukuthi bekuyincwadi ayazi.
It was a book that he knew very well.
Uma esefundisa ubuSulumani.
When he taught Islam,
wahlupheka.
He was troubled.
Ngoba wathola okuningi okushayisanayo.
Because of the many contradictions he found in the Quran. In the beginning of the Quran, it speaks about the importance of forgiveness and being compassionate, patient.
Bulala umuntu ongesiyo iSulumane ongesili iSulumane bulale ungoba uAllah akafuna ukuthi umuntu ongesiye iSulumane aphile umhlaba wonke jikelele.
But then there is another part of it where it speaks in a completely different tone. Kill those who are not Muslims, those who are infidels, for Allah doesn't want any infidel, non-believer in Muhammad to live in this world. That troubled them to find this mistake in the Quran. But the Muslims are courageous. He was courageous, for he began to speak out about what was obvious to him, where he spoke also to his students that here the Quran is going astray. Some of his students were furious. They said, you are a teacher of Islam, and yet you criticize it and say that it's not completely whole in its teaching and that it's contradictory. They were infuriated and they said that he was a betrayer of Islam. These students then went and informed on him to the Islamic police that this man is a betrayer and deserves to be killed.
And speaking blasphemous things.
Ukhuluma okuhlambalazayo.
Akabulawe.
Let him be killed.
Wethuka.
You got a fright?
Sekungena abantu.
As people entered
ebusuku,
one night.
About 15 noma 20.
Fifteen to 20 men, heavily armed. They marched into his father's house. His father was a wealthy man with a very nice double-story home. A triple-story home.
Angena amaphoyisa phansi phezulu angena endlini bakhohle ukuthi yini ayikho indlela yokuqasha ayikho indlela yokubaleka bamthole sembedding.
The police came in and were in and out of every room. He could do nothing. He was caught and he was found in his bedroom.
Bamthatha bahamba naye.
He was then arrested and taken.
Bathi wena usuphendukile.
They said, what? Have you converted and become a Christian? Now, he didn't know anything about Christianity. He didn't know Jesus. He was just busy with Islam. And so they took him to jail. In his defense, he said, no, I've not converted to Christianity. I'm not a Christian, but allow me to speak my mind. I'm an academic. At least allow me the space to teach that which I must educate the students about. And my mind about it, they beat him. He was sitting at a table. His interrogator was on the one side, he on the other.
There were
people standing behind him, guards. The interrogator said, take his hands and put them, hold them on the table.
And
when he didn't reply in the way that they wanted, they were very angry with him. The interrogator was smoking a cigarette. When they held down his hands on the table, one of them, or the interrogator, then burned with his cigarette, burned into his hand, pressed it in, and he bears the scars till today. They said, admit that you've deserted the faith and that you've become a Christian. He said, no, I do not admit that, because I have not become a Christian. I have not deserted our faith. The interrogator had lit another cigarette. And he burned his lips with it. And the scars there till today also. They interrogated him in many different ways, and they accused him of deceiving them. He said, no, I'm not deceiving you. They then brought an iron stoker, that which you use to shovel your fireplace with. He wondered what they would do with it. He then saw that they had walked in with it being red hot at the end, and they burned him in his side.
Phela amasulumane empeleni anjengama communists into eyodwa.
Muslims are similar to communists. We could say that they are worse, but in some ways they are the same thing. He said, if you want to cast me out of Islam, then you try to do it, but it's not that I am deserting the faith. Some people suffer greatly for the faith, especially those in Islamic countries. And so they took him. Took him to another place. Which had a water tank. They put him into this water tank. The water was ice cold. When he tried not to have to go in because it was so cold, they beat him with a whip. He tried to get out. They beat him again.
Kangokuba uma isephakade akuthathanga sikhathi unoshukela ophansi hayi uphezulu ophansi abanye banoshukela bese kukhuphuke bese kwehle yena ube noshukela ophansi ngenxa yalamakhaza waquleka.
Now he suffered from a low blood sugar and because of this extreme cold he fainted. He woke up in a bed.
And
he found that his feet were bound to the bars of the bed. He had socks on.
Amasokisi anohlonzo. Yabonini niphekayo kukhona ama glove lawa nohlonzo ukuthatha amabhodwe ashisayo.
These were very thick socks, like you find sometimes ladies who cook with these pots over fire, they wear special protective gloves.
Bophake inyawo embedeni yensimbi.
Now his feet were bound to the posts of his bed. And they came then with a rod. And then beat him under his feet. The reason why they put these thick socks on was that if you're beaten under on the soles of your feet with thick socks, they don't leave marks. They beat him harshly. Till he cried. One came with a pillow to hold it over his mouth. He cried again. Cried out. Another came with a second pillow so that he wouldn't be heard. He was beaten till he fainted. When he woke up, they were still beating him. Some wives say, I can't be a Christian because I have this husband who's so difficult and so harsh. No, you're just playing around if you say that. I've heard of a husband also saying, I can't be a Christian because of this mad wife of mine. He should rather put on a skirt.
So
they beat him and they continuously beat him. He passed out and woke up again. And then they untied him and removed the socks and they said, stand up on your feet. He said, I can't get up, I can't stand. And they beat him with a rod. They beat him continuously till he attempted to stand up. His feet felt dead. And then there was a long passage. And they said, run down it. He asked them, how can I? They beat him with the rod again. He began to run. When he got to the other end, they said he had to run back again. And then when he arrived, he had to run again. He didn't know what their purpose was in making him run. But it is said that if a person is tortured by being beaten on the soles of his feet, if he's made to run, it stops the swelling of his feet. After that,
Bati
was bamisa kwelinye isakhiwo.
They then took him to another building. To another place where there was a tank of water. He had to climb up with stairs. It was a water tank, and there were no windows or anything. It was only the hole right on the top. They escorted him right to the top of the step ladder. Then they said, climb in. When he put his feet in, he felt it was water. He said to himself, well, they're definitely going to kill me now. I'm going to be drowned. They said, go in. And they beat him again. Till he got in. When he stood in the tank and the water got right up to his face, he felt his feet on the ground of the tank. He had thought that he would just drown. It was dark at night. And when he looked at the water, it seemed like something was in the water.
On top of the water. Ganta magundane lawa makhulu.
They were big rats.
La magundane amakhulu phela khona lawa mancane adliwayo abafana bokwelusi. Bese khona lawa esiwajwayele bese kukhona lawa makhulu.
You do get mice and you do get these smaller rats, but then you get these huge rats.
Manje umaisemi.
And as you're standing there, these rats had been put in so that they would eat his head.
They said,
you say you're so brainy, let these rats eat your head.
And
he writes that one of these rats nibbled at his ear, another stood on his shoulder with its paws up on his head. He knew he was going to be eaten by these rats. To whom should he pray? Because he was so depressed and so disappointed by the Quran, full of lies and contradictions.
Ngoba kenxa yobusulumane.
Realize also that in this country, this government supports the idea that in classrooms, in public schools, it must be taught that all religions, including Christianity, they're just exactly the same as other religions. You vote for the ANC, the ruling, which is the government. You will stand responsible before God for this, which seeks to destroy Christianity. On the day of judgment, we'll hear what is said. Whether the Quran is just like the Bible. And children are taught in schools these lies. So to whom should he pray? For he had seen that Allah was just nonsense. He thought, am I to pray to the God of Israel? The God of the Jews? Or the God of the Christians? Or to a cow like Hindus? He said, oh my creator, I don't know who you are. I don't know you, but please help me. He said, a miracle happened. That whole night, none of the rats bit him.
He said,
the rats came to him and they nibbled at him. They were like pleasant kisses. They scuttled over his head and nibbled at his ear, but not one of them bit him. It was pitch dark in that tank. Now, the next morning, he heard them opening the covering. And when they opened it, he saw light and said, well, it's daylight, I haven't died. So my creator, the creator of heaven and earth, has kept me, protected me. And the jailers were also astounded that he had survived. They pulled him out. They said, a special friend of yours wants to see you. You don't know him, but he says that he knows you.
Why said he, oh, mshaumbe, umama, nomuasekaya, ofunugumbona.
He thought, well, maybe it's my mother or somebody, one of my relatives who wants to see me.
But was bamisa kwenyindlu.
They called him to another room.
Betumngani wakho ula bavule emnyango.
And they said, your friend is here, and they opened the door. He was escorted on either side by guards. When he looked, it was a huge dog. And they locked him up with this terrifying dog. He was shocked. He thought, well, now I'm going to be torn to pieces by a dog. He didn't know Jesus. He didn't know the Father of our Lord. He said, oh God, I don't know you. I don't know who you are, but please work. He went straight to the back of the room, into the center of the room, sat down with his legs crossed, and the dog came and sat in front of him and just stared at him. He looked at it, stared at it. They stared at each other until the dog stood up and circled him, went around him as he followed it with its eyes, and it was looking at him as it went around and around. After a long time, the dog came and sat next to him. By then he was exhausted. And he became drowsy and slept. He slept for a long time, and then as he woke up, he noticed the dog sitting in the opposite corner. When he awoke, the dog jumped up and came to him as if they were greeting him good morning. Then he heard people approaching and they opened the door. And they saw him whole and complete, the dog not having bitten him. One of the guards said, there is some amazing power protecting you. Whatever it is a special force. Another one said, no.
It's just the devil. He's a Satan.
And so they took him out. And then they transported him to another jail. Where there were two terrorists. Who were in that jail. For murder. Because terrorism is part and parcel of Islam. And the Quran also says that you don't worry, if you kill an infidel, it's not you who've killed him, but Allah.
Islam for peace.
Some cars have bumper stickers saying Islam for peace. That is absolute nonsense. The religion of Islam is not about peace, but about killing. It is a religion of the sword. And so they put him into the cell. With these murderers, and one of them asked him, "What brings you here?" He said, "Well, I really don't know."
Bambuza, bambuza, bambuza. Bafuna ukuthi laba bantu ababili bambulale. Uma bezwa nje ukuthi uhlubuka uSulumane, kumelwe ukuthi bambulale. Ngoba umuntu oyiSulumane, uma isephenduka, kufanele ukuthi abulawe.
They questioned him and they continued asking him questions. The guards had hoped that these murderers would kill him, because anybody that kills a person called a betrayer of the faith, or one who converts out of Islam, can be killed. When they asked the jailers why this man was there, they were told he has betrayed the Islamic faith. They were very angry and wanted to kill him, and he thought, "Well, now I'm going to be murdered." But God protected him. God looked after him. The Bible says in Isaiah 49, "Can a mother forget its nursing child? Even if it does, I will not forget you."
Look,
he wasn't even yet a believer, but God's protecting hand was already upon him. For the Bible says that God chose us even before the foundation of the world was created. Now, to make a long matter short, they took him and transported him to another jail. South of
Cairo.
Umayifika
khona wagadwa usezo hlala khona nomphela ke kuze kube sekufeni.
And he was to be put there to remain in jail for the rest of his life.
Kanti lona omgadayo umuntu ongayishizekeli kakhulu inkolo yobuSulumane.
But his prison warder was one who wasn't very enthusiastic about Islam.
He wasn't a fanatic. Why? Uthi wabona isandla sika Jesu njalo noma engamazi uJesu.
And he said that he saw the hand of Jesus even though he didn't know him yet.
Why said, "Oh, sengiyofela la kuleli jail."
He thought, "I'm going to die in this prison." But after it had only been 2 weeks in jail, when his mother and his relatives, not knowing where he was, whether he was dead or alive, one of the members of parliament of Egypt returned from an overseas visit. He was the brother of this man's mother. When he returned to Egypt, he immediately got a phone call from the mother, this distraught mother, who said, "I don't know where my son is. For 2 weeks he's gone."
And she wept and wept and wept. And she spoke to her brother.
Now this brother was an important parliamentarian. He said, "Sister, leave the matter to me."
Two days later,
he got a knock on his door and he was told, "Here is your uncle, your mother's brother, and he has your release papers." And so he got out of jail and he was rescued. He said, "Oh my God, I don't know you, but I thank you that I've seen your hand."
A
few days later, then, his father was informed that the police have investigated the son who has been accused of betraying the Islamic faith by people at the university, and it's been found that the accusation was untrue. And the father was so delighted, he said, "Well, I thought so. I have only one son who is like this, who is even teaching Islam, and is a professor thereof."
All the other children and brothers hadn't studied like him. Aige, konalapo, uyise wathi ndodana, khohlwa iyunivesi, khohlwa laba bantu, ukuze benze lento benza ngoba benomona ngawe.
And then his father said, "You just forget about those at university and those who accused you. They're just doing it because they're jealous of you.
Uzosebenza kimi, efactory lami.
You can work
ngoba
for me.
Ngoba uyise ube nefactory lokwakha amajazi esikhumba nezingubo zabesilisa nabesifazane."
He said, "Son, you can work for me in my factory," because he had a leather jacket factory for and different clothing articles for men and women. He said, "My boy, you can work for me." He worked for his father for a year. But he was very depressed because, as he writes, we Muslims cannot live without our God, without Allah. And you see what a challenge that is for us Christians.
He says, "We Muslims can't live one day without Allah. But we Christians, we can go and backslide for months and years."
Gototina makristu singa subuga gube insugu izinyanga noma iminyaga.
Kodwa isuluman alwas.
But Muslim cannot.
Ngabona emhlali bengisemhlali. Kwafika amasuluman. Aqashe indlu ngaphansi kwethu.
I noticed that Mshali, where some Muslims had hired a flat, an apartment just below us, the women completely covered themselves with their Islamic garments. And the men with their white gowns and that?
Batata.
They hide the flat that was closest to the sea.
And on the Nenkolo yabo kodwa thina amaKristu asikwazi nokumvuma uJesu sinamahloni ngaye. Shame.
And these Muslim men and the boys, they then knelt facing in the direction, quite openly and publicly, in the direction of Mecca and prayed, bowing themselves many times down. The women, of course, were to one side, and as they discriminate in Islam, they were inside. And they put Christians to shame who are embarrassed about their Jesus in public.
As
if though some Muslims will go to heaven and Christians like you go to hell. They were quite unconcerned about passers-by, and they just continued with their worship and their jalabas.
Weren't you there as well? No, mkwenyana ube khona.
I also saw it.
Wabona wayibonela.
And saw for himself, saw for ourselves.
AmaSulumane inkolo yabo ew nothing. Kodwa bayayikhonza. Kodwa thina maKristu makholwa siwudoti.
Their faith, which is really nothing, they worship it and are so zealous for it. But we Christians who treat the faith as if though it's dirt.
Emva konyaka, uthi ubehlupheka manje nekhanda elibhlungu, usuku nosuku bese phila ngamaphilisi.
Now back to this man, he felt terrible, and after a year he was suffering from daily migraines.
Ethi Nkulunkulu. Ngiphila ngaphandle kwakho mdali wezulu nomhlaba mdali wami ngikwazi.
He said, oh God, creator, I'm living without you, you creator of heaven and earth.
Uma eya ekhemisi ezothenga amaphilisi.
When he went to the chemist,
iviki neviki ethenga amaphilisi,
as he used to do weekly to go and get headache pills.
Oyisfazane wekhemisi.
A lady pharmacist.
What ya how? Professor, kwenze njani?
Said to him, Professor, what's the matter?
Ngikhulekile.
You don't seem to be well.
What angikhulekile ngiphilile neze.
He says, indeed, I'm really unwell.
Anginayo uNkulunkulu.
For I don't have God.
UAllah wangidumaza.
Allah has disappointed me.
Kodwa manje sekunyaka ngiphila usuku nosuku ngaphandle kwakho uNkulunkulu. Uthi hey asazi thina ukuthi kumuntu oyisulumane okhuleka kaningi ngosuku. Oyithatha inkonzo yakhe serious ukuthi athi ukukholwa kwabo ukubona kusegazini.
He says, for a year I've lived without Allah. And he writes in his book, you Christians don't realize how seriously we take it. It is ingrained in us. It's in our blood, our religion.
Wathi ngihluphekile kunabantu bonke anginayo uNkulunkulu.
And he said, I'm troubled more than anybody else in the world. I have no God.
Oyisfazane
This lady said, but haven't you been a professor at this prestigious university? He said, yes. But I'm disappointed. She said, but your father is this respected businessman and your family is so well-to-do. He said, yes, that is all true, but I've lost God. Where is God to be found? She went into the chemist and came back with a New Testament for him. She said,
Mr. Spanbani,
Mr. So-and-so, I ask you, before you take the pill or take the headache pills, read this book.
Take
it and read
it.
And when you've read it, then you can take those pills. And so he took it and opened it when he was back at home. And he opened at the place where it speaks about the Sermon on the Mount. And he read from there in Matthew 5. Where it says, he said, you've heard it said of old, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist evil, but if you are struck, do not repay evil with evil, but rather turn the other cheek. He said, for the first time I beheld Jesus, I trembled all
over.
He said, at that place, when I heard these words, where Jesus said, you've heard it said, a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye, but I say to you, turn the other cheek when you're struck.
He says, for the first time in his life, he met with Jesus. He saw Jesus in these words. He says, there's no verse in the Quran like this. Nobody has ever spoken like this. His whole body trembled. He shook. I was in the presence of Jesus. No man has ever spoken like him.
Ngambona uJesu. Ngaba khona kubo ubukhona buka Jesu ngoba akekho nakulo iQuran lonke owakhuluma njengaye lo muntu.
Uthi lelo zwi langinyakazisa ngezo ukuthi nangongcwele ngcwele. Nangu uJesu uye ongumesiya. Mhlawumbe wena ufunda lelizwi awuzwa lutho kodwa yena wanyakazisa.
He felt that he was in the presence of the Holy of Holies, in the presence of this one who is the Messiah. Maybe you are not, you read verses like this and you're not touched in the slightest.
Uthi walfunda iTestament. Kwaze kwasa laphuma ilanga esalfunda iBhayibheli.
He read this New Testament, he consumed it till the sun came up the next morning.
The whole night he read the book.
Ubusuku
bonke. And what does this book mean to us? What does it mean to you? You'll follow a worldly girl. You'll live like a heathen. There's no fire inside.
Kazi kuthi leli Bible lithini kuwe wena olandela intombi yasezweni wena ongena umlilo kaNkuluNkulu phakathi.
If we Christians are like this, we are doomed and damned forever.
Uma thina amaKristu,
we are calling ourselves Christians and having nothing more in our bones and in our flesh than lust in our own will and ways.
Silahliwe ingunaphakade uma singenawo lomlilo kithina. Uma okukithina kuyintando yethu nendlela yethu kuphela.
Wouldn't it be better if we stop calling ourselves Christians? We're bringing shame and disgrace upon our Lord.
Bekufanele ukuthi sivele silahle leli gama ukuthi singamaKristu ngoba silethe ihlazo kuyena uJesu wethu.
Ngenxa yebhizinisi likayise weza la eSouth Africa. Uyise wamthuma wathi, awuye eSouth Africa. Ubone, mhlawumbe singavula amabhizinisi namafemu eSouth Africa. Niyazi phela amaSulumane athi azolithatha lelizwe. Azothathwa yibona. Kuzobusa bona la.
His father, who had businesses all over, wanted to test the markets here in South Africa. And as you know, Muslims want to take over South Africa. So he sent his son to South Africa to test the markets for his business. And our children are stopped from praying in schools because of Islam. That is an awful thing. They're just 2% of our population. But when you speak about with Islam, the majority is not what counts. I spoke to a certain person near Durban. I asked him what his opinion of things was. He said, no, I think things are going well. I said,
Baba, Mama, nangu makoti. Kanti fika nenye indoda. Zojabula.
I said, what do you
say? Aphekelwe enye indoda. Uyo wonga umakoti. Kunjalo ke namhlanje la eSouth Africa.
Asked him, what do you think if your son comes home with his bride and introduces his bride and she's another man? She's the one who's now the daughter-in-law, and he's a man. And what do you say of the situation? If your daughter, 12 years old, comes back pregnant and you ask her, what is this? And she informs on you, you get arrested by the police because that's the law here in South Africa. Why should I have to tell you? You should be telling me things. You shouldn't have your eyes closed when it's daytime. It's only at night that you should be asleep. We pray, as Christians say, Father, let thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven, while we watch ungodly laws being made. And we say, it's freedom. What freedom is it? It's a hellish freedom.
awukahlangani no Jesu wena unamathele izinto ezasemhlabeni izinto zomhlaba izono.
You keep quiet.
Ipolitiki noma liphambana neBhayibheli awunandaba.
You're silent on the issues that matter. You're too afraid to speak, but you're very enthusiastic about things of the world, but things of God you're not concerned about. But this Mark came to South Africa. He stayed with a Christian family. He learned a little bit about Jesus. And when he went back, it was an Indian family. When he went back, this family gave him a cross on a chain. And he wore this thing. Now remember that in Islam they don't wear ornaments, in particular the men don't.
Hi, uma isekhaya uyise wathi mntanam elaleli ketanga entanyeni yakho.
When he got home, his father said, son, what is this thing hanging around your neck? Don't you know that we don't do such things?
Wakufela nawe. Wakufela nawe. Nabafowethu. Ukuba siphenduke sonke. Uthu wavela nje. Wathukulula izinto wamtshela. Uyise wawa phansi mbo. Waquleka.
He said,
isulumani uma selizwa into enjalo. Yaquleka.
This cross symbolizes Jesus Christ, who died for us, paid the price for our sins. He died for me, died for you, for all our families. And so we should get saved through him. His father passed out.
He just fainted and fell to the ground. Then all the children came, the brothers, with cold water, washed his face, wiped his face. And then after some time, he got to himself again.
Bafika abanye abantwana namanzi abandayo bamthela ngawo waze waphaphama.
Mara koni prani, he couldn't speak. So he just pointed the finger at his son.
Engasakhulumi kodwa ekhomba ngomunwe endodaneni.
And as he got his speech back,
uma sekubuye ulimi,
he said he's a traitor.
Watumkapeli lo.
He's thrown Islam overboard.
Uselahlili ubusulumane.
I'm going to kill him.
Ngizombulala.
Now just about every rich Muslim in Egypt carries a gun here under his arm.
Manje ke eGibhithe amasulumane amadoda acebile aphatha ivolovolo.
Isho aliko elingenalo isbam la phansi kwengalo boshelwe khona. Wona indodana yami isilahla inkolo yakithi wakhipha isbam waqonda kuye wathi ngiyomdubula ngimbulala namhlanje.
He said, here is my son. He's betrayed the faith. I am going to kill him. He took out his revolver, aiming it at his son. His son fled for his life, hearing bullets fly by him. And he just survived.
That's how fanatic the Muslims are. If one of the children becomes a Christian, the father will kill them. But you may have a child, and that child turns its back on Jesus Christ, and you'll side and compromise and stand next to your child.
anjalo amasulumane uma ingane yabo ifulathela ubusulumane kodwa wena umkristu umzali awenzi lutho uyamdefenda uyamvega ongumntwana wakho uma esemhlubukile uJesu
look what Christians we are
singabazalwane abangashisi
no fireness
asina umlilo
and we say we are right Jesus is the Messiah not Allah not the Quran
siziqosho ukuthi uJesu ongumesiya akusiyena uAllah iBhayibheli akusilona iQuran
uthi wacabanga nje indlu kadade wabo ngoba ubezwana kakhulu nodade wabo
And he just thought when he was fleeing about his sister because he had a very good relationship with her.
She didn't live far away, maybe just half a mile. And he ran for his life to his sister.
Yenu tatewabu behlale duze. Wagijima ukuya khona.
She says, what's wrong, brother? He says, dad wants to kill me.
Wathi yini? Wathi ubaba ufuna ukumbulala.
But why?
Ngani na?
You ask him.
Umbuze yena.
And then it knocked at the door.
Bangongos.
He said, my daughter, open the door.
Kwathiwa, ndodakaz, vula umnyango.
I want to kill your brother.
Ngifuna ukubulala umfowenu.
Open the door that I can go in.
Vula umnyango ukuze ngingene.
Wathi baba, akekho lapho.
Wathi utatewabo. She said, Father, he's not here.
What to call a fool and if you umbulala?
Open, he said, I want to kill him.
What Baba ake kolap?
She said, he's not here.
They are kasha undotan.
And so he was able to escape and hide.
Why? Wavula. What Baba kwenzenjan? Ati ipindotan and if you
When she opened, here he was with his weapon saying, I want to kill your brother.
What Baba kola kola baba. Ngizofika ekhaya, sihlangane umndeni, sixoxe.
She said, Dad, calm down. Let's have a family discussion about this.
Uyise waphindela emuva.
And so the father went back home.
Indodana yathi, Tate wethu, hamba uye ekhaya. Ulandivism yami ngoba kumele ukuthi ngisuke manje la eGibhithe ngeke ngiphile la phuthuma yendlini yami ngilethele ivism yami nezinye ingubo utata wabo wagijima waye ekhaya wathola ivism wathola ingubo wasiletha kuye
And then he asked his sister when the father had gone, please go home, go into my bedroom and take out my visa because I cannot survive here in Egypt. Get some more clothing for me and bring it here. Which he did. His mother also added money to it, and so the sister gave him these things, and off he went in a car. He prayed and said, Lord Jesus, where must I go? And the Lord said, go to South Africa. He had to flee and cross different countries, ended up in Morocco, and then ended up in the Congo.
After 3 months, he was in the Congo.
He became ill there. With malaria. They sought an Egyptian doctor.
By Bamtol.
Which they found. Who diagnosed a very bad form of malaria, predicted that he'd be dead by the morning. Said he cannot live. You cannot survive when you're in this stage of malaria. That evening.
The next morning, he was hale and hearty. He got up.
Exhale.
God touched him.
Waye pila pi wavuga unkulunkulu besem tintil.
Wesa wenyuke eKongo wakhuluma ngoJesu ukuthi umkhulu kangakanani ukuthi uyena uMesia.
He was able to travel up and down in the Congo and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah, that no one is like unto him.
Then he came down to South Africa.
Wazewehla la eNingizimu Afrika. He spent about 3 years here in South Africa. I'm sorry, but I didn't know. But he preached up and down. And invited Muslims to debate with him openly, publicly. He was almost killed by Muslims here in South Africa. They intended to murder him. But God kept him. But daily they were after him. Then he emigrated to America, and it's this book that he's written, another one after this as well. And he says some Muslims got converted here in our country. Isn't it wonderful to meet with Jesus? Even if you meet with difficulties and with in jail, whatever persecution, but if you're with Jesus, how wonderful it is. I'd forgotten to tell you. I didn't mention the detail that when he had read that New Testament, that whole night in the morning, he surrendered himself to Jesus Christ. Have you surrendered yourself to Jesus? All you who are here, have you given yourself to Jesus? Or are there some who haven't given themselves to him? Do you want to give yourself to him? What should I say? Do I need to invite you to stand up and come here? To indicate. Showing us publicly, we who are on earth and to heaven, of your decision. If you haven't yet accepted Jesus, do you want to receive him? And him being in you? The Muslims say that the zeal for their religion is in them, and their religion consumes them. We need to have Jesus in us. The biggest sea creature is the whale.
Mexico, inkonyane yodwa ngoba umkhomo ufana neinkomazi nebele izala inkonyane yodwa.
Some carve down towards Mexico. They also are known, another type down towards the Cape. Recently one was seen off the north coast here with its calf. Remember, they are mammals, and so they suckle their young. When it's time to give birth,
Alaska. Mexico.
There are whales which come down from Alaska, down to Mexico, to calve. After they have calved, they swim all the way back to Alaska.
10,000 kilometers.
To go down there and to return is 10,000 kilometers. And it takes 2 months, the journey down.
The whale doesn't eat in these 2 months. Something for the ladies that are overweight, and we men that have got stars on our pouches.
Mhlambe bangaphawula omame abasinda kakhulu namadoda abanomkhaba.
Yes,
it diets for 2 months. It doesn't eat.
Yozala in Mexico.
It gives birth then in Mexico. And so the calf grows. When it gets
the...
to a certain stage in its growth and a certain season, then all these calves, they migrate back to Alaska, there where there's ice.
Who has taught these whales?
Imkomo.
Now is the time to go up north. Now is the time to go south. So we've got many animals and birds that go from one side of this world to the other. Who tells these birds and these fish, now it's time?
Imikhomo ifundisa ubani ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi uya enyakatho. Nezinye izilwane, nezinye inyoni zinento phakathi okubafundisa ukuthi seningakhuphuki, seningashona le.
Bathole izinyani womkhomo ibingaphilile kahle, bayibamba bayifaka ecageini.
A calf which was ill of a whale, this calf was captured and caged.
Bayisebenza bayinika umuthi, bayinika imjovo.
While they worked on it to try and restore its health till it was healthy again.
Yakula.
It grew. It was all alone. And so it was all by itself in this cage, and when the time came to migrate north, this baby whale, this calf, began to go towards the northern gate and bump against it. Who had put this instinct within it? Who taught it?
It was hurting itself. Wants to go the northern direction. Who told this baby whale, it's time, it's the direction to go that way now?
umzinyane womkhomo ufundisa ubani ukuthi sekuyisikhathi sokuthi ukhuphuke uye enyakatho.
How is it possible that Jesus can teach the whales, the geese, swallows, all different kinds, butterflies, bats, to move? Swartwildebeest, now it's time to move. But he can't teach you to move in the right direction, to go the right direction. Now whether you're white or whether you're black or Indian or colored, doesn't matter whether you're an American, a European, or an African. When Jesus is in you, shouldn't he be able to teach you?
That just amazes me. This Jesus who puts in these creatures this instinct to go up north or to migrate wherever it should go, he who puts this drive within them, can he not put that same that instinct in you to go the right way, not to go and drink, not to be sexually immoral, not to be one with the world?
Children want to go off out of the parents' home into the world. You've got little devils. Don't say they are Christians. Where's the divine instinct?
Abantwana bafuna ukushiya umdeni, bafuna ukushiya abazali baye ezweni. Wena uthi unabaKristu, amaKristu ekhaya, cha o Satan.
We say we've all the Christians. They're not Christians.
They're
big scallops with the devil in their heart, and you, the parent, can't discern.
Sizikhanya ukuthi ingane zingamaKristu awazi ukuthi bano Satan enhlizweni bayigebengu, kodwa wena umzali awuhlukanisi.
UNkulunkulu akahawukela amaKristu, akahawukela amakholwa, abhubhile. Angcwele uSatan, hayi umoya ongcwele.
May the Lord have mercy on Christians, and pity them, for they are being destroyed. They are being destroyed by having the world in them, having Satan and not Jesus Christ in them.
Jerusalem, uma ngikhohlwa nguwena.
Jerusalem, if I forget
you,
let my right hand forget itself.
Limi lwami, uma ngikhohlwe yena, namathela la ngenhla valimbobo ezibheke phezulu. Ngiba udoti, ngidliwe impethu.
Should I not remember you, let my tongue stick to my, cling to my palate, to my, the roof of my mouth, and in its rottenness.
And Paul says, that which was gained to me, I count but loss. But now you find Christians depressed.
Utu Paul, loku,
burned. They've lost something.
Obegu inzuzo, gimin. Sengi ashayindiva loku. Kotwa usufika amakholwa akqindezelekile. Balahlekelwe into.
Forget about that.
Khohlwa iloku.
What's getting married? What's having money? Get down to business. Get right with God. You don't know how much time you've got to live. Make use of it. Spread the gospel. Bring people to Jesus.
Ogudingekile ukuthi ulungise noNkulunkulu. Usetshenziswe uyena, hambisa ivangeli. Awazi ukuthi isikhathi sakho sesingakanani esisele.
As to Toba Makanda.
Let us bow our heads.
Ngijulisikwethu Nkosi ukuba sibe ibandla eliphilayo elivuthayo elishizakela wena Nkosi.
Lord, work in our midst that we might be a church which is full of your zeal, burning for you.
Abantu abayiqondayo into abayiyona nokuthi wena uyikuphi.
People who understand what they should be about and who have knowledge of you and who know you.
Uyazi Nkosi ukuthi khona yini phakathi kwethu ongakayinikeli kuwe.
Lord, you know if there's someone in our midst who's not yet surrendered to you.
Ongakaphenduki.
Not yet converted.
Namhla sesingamahloni ngokukholwa kwethu uma sibona amaSulumane nomuntu oyiSulumane ephenduka.
Lord, we stand embarrassed of our faith when we see today a person converting from Islam.
Sebenza Nkosi.
Lord, wouldn't you work?
Qhubeka ihambe indaba yakho.
May your gospel go forth.
Vuthisa umlilo wakho Nkosi enhlizweni kanoma bani.
That your fire would burn in every heart.
Amen.
Amen.